This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Evan Roberts.
All right, here's an emergency. Rico Brugna being recorded live from the WFAN studios. Obviously, we as Met fans got the news about Kodai Senga. And here's the reality, okay? On a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being no big deal, nothing to worry about, everything's okay, and 10 being the freaking earth is about to explode. When we recorded the previous Rico, before we got the update from David Stearns, Pete said he was at a 2. I was kind of in that range. I would say right now I'm a 6.5. And what I mean by that is, let's get this out of the way. It sucks being a Met fan. Let's just get that out of the way. It sucks that we can't have a spring training that's peaceful. It sucks that every single freaking year, whether it's late February or it's early March or it's mid-March or it's late March or it's on opening day itself, we have to deal with some kind of kick in the balls. It sucks. So we can woe is me all we want. It's true. It absolutely blows that the ace of the team, the guy we trust the most, the guy that is top five in terms of importance to this team having success in 2024, it absolutely blows that right out of the gate we're dealing with some kind of injury. So let's just get that out of the way. Let's have our health check. This stinks. Woe is me. Why are we Met fans? Blah, 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 blah. We all feel that way upon hearing the news. But here's why it's a 6.5. And here's why it's not a 10. A 10 would be he's done for the season. A 9 would be we'll see in 4 months. An 8 would be we'll see in 3 months. Where it gets down to a 6 is that they have still allowed us hope. We don't know. We don't know. Now, we can assume because we're Met fans, but we don't know how severe this is. We don't. Him not being ready for the start of the season is not a shock because, as I've pointed out, when you're a starting pitcher and it's spring training and your schedule's off by a week, you're not going to be ready for the start of the season. Like, this isn't a position player. You're a position player, you get hurt, and all of a sudden you're back on March 25th, you could be ready for opening day. You could be. It's on the table. But when you're a starting pitcher and your schedule is pushed back by even just a week or two, you're not ready for opening day. So a couple of things. Once we get the woe is me, we're fucked out of our system. Not being ready for opening day, while it's not fun and you lose the symbolism of having your ace pitch on the first day of the season, which the Mets never seem to have if you look at the last few years. I mean, my God, the track record of our best pitcher actually pitching. It doesn't really happen. We had Tyler McGill a few years ago, remember? So that part stinks, but if he's soreness or fatigue goes away in, let's say, a week or two, because that's how David Stearns framed it. He framed it as once the symptoms subside, he can then restart spring training. Then while he may not be ready for opening day, he may be ready for April 15th. He may be ready for April 10th. Now, I'm also not naive. I'm not telling you he's going to be ready for April 10th. I'm not telling you he's going to be ready for April 15th. Clearly, as Met fans, we are conditioned to believe he won't pitch at all this season, or he won't pitch till July this season. And I get why that's in our brain. I get it, and I feel it. But we were not put out of our misery with that David Stearns report. When David Stearns sat in the dugout on a beautiful Thursday morning down in Florida, he didn't give us the ultimate bad news. He gave us, it's not great. It's not the end of the world. We don't know. And that's the truth. We don't know. because as soon as the injury was announced, I did what a lot of people did, right? I looked at what the hell does that injury mean? Like, what does it mean? You know, what is the moderate strain of a right posterior capsule mean? And so here's the scary part, because I want to be real with everybody. When I Googled it and I looked for other injuries that were similar, because to me, that's a real sign of, well, what does this mean? If someone else had this exact same injury a year ago and they missed 5 months, I'd say, oh, crap, 5 months. If they missed 6 weeks, I'd say, oh, 6 weeks. This is a rare injury, and that's what's scary. Now, I'm no medical expert, but most shoulder strains don't occur in the posterior capsule. And the only thing that felt similar in terms of injury, and this is not good what I'm about to say, was Kyle Wright last year with Atlanta, who had shoulder issues dating back to January. It pushed back his spring training. He actually started the year on the IL, but ended up pitching by like early to mid-April, so it wasn't too far down the road. And he really, really struggled over the 5 or 6 starts he made in April. And then it turned into a tear of his shoulder. He missed the rest of the season, and now he's out this season. That is the nightmare scenario, that this could turn into something worse, which is why, if you're the Mets, you got to be careful. You have to be careful because it's February, but you also have to be careful because you cannot have this turn into something that not only affects this season, but affects next season. So what was scary when I was looking for, okay, can I find other moderate strains of a posterior capsule? They're just not that common. And because they're not that common, there just isn't a long track record of guys who have suffered from this injury. Is that good news? No, it's not good news. I think what sucks is that as we sit here right now together in the middle of February, licking our own wounds for why we selected to pick the New York Mets as our favorite team, there is major, major uncertainty around Kodai Senga. It's possible he's pitching in the middle of April. It's possible he's not. It's possible we see him June 1st. It's possible we don't see him for a very long time. And that is deeply, deeply concerning because no matter how positive I want to be about this season, how good I want to feel about this season, one of the keys was Kodai Senga.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because he's the one guy in this rotation. And I know it's only 1 year in the major leagues, but that 1 year in the major leagues matters, especially when you had a track record in Japan. He is the one certainty for now and the future. Like Jose Quintana, despite his injury last year, I think is one of those guys that when you look at his track record, you can feel pretty good about him going out there and making 30 starts and being solid middle of the rotation arm, which the Mets desperately need. They need reliability more than anything else, more than even an ace. They need reliability. And Quintana has that track record, and I'll give him that. But he's also a free agent at the end of the year. Kodai Senga is the one guy who's not just this year, but next year. So you have to protect him like he's a freaking diamond. But for the Mets to be successful, and I laid this out on our last Rico Bronya, maybe you didn't listen to it because this news came out so soon after, but I talked about why I'm optimistic about the season. And here's why, as upset and frustrated and scared as I am about this injury, here's why I can't flip-flop on it. My optimism wasn't based on a rotation being very good. It was based on a lineup that I think has a chance to be a lot better than people realize, and a bullpen that has a chance to be a lot better than people realize. But what it needed was a rotation that was average. Kodai Senga being hurt hurts the possibility of it being average. I'll be the first to tell you that. But never did I think in my wildest dreams the rotation would somehow turn into the strength of this team. But the problem is you have to replace Kodai Senga. Now let's get into that real quick. The first reaction we all have is Jordan Montgomery, Jordan Montgomery, Jordan Montgomery. Most of us don't say Blake Snell because we understand he's overrated, and we also understand it wouldn't make any sense to give up the picks that are attached to signing him. I would have signed Jordan Montgomery last week. I would have signed Jordan Montgomery last night. I would have signed Jordan Montgomery 3 months ago because Jordan Montgomery, A, not only makes your rotation better now, he makes your rotation better for the future. I project Jordan Montgomery to continue to get better as he approaches his mid-30s. I think that's a good long-term play, and I'd have no problem giving Jordan Montgomery a five-year deal. I'll be perfectly honest with you. 5 years, $130 million, I would make that deal. That's me. I'd make that deal. I'd make that deal because it makes the Mets better now. It makes the Mets better in the future. With that said, there's no way in hell that the Mets pivot on Jordan Montgomery because of this injury. Because if they don't believe he's worth $30 million a year, if they don't want to give him 5 years, if they disagree with my assessment, then an injury that could be short-term or it could be a couple of months isn't going to change that long-term view. Now, as far as what David Stern said this isn't going to impact us acquiring an arm. Here's why you've got to ignore that. Doesn't mean the Mets are going to get an arm, but ignore what he says. How stupid would it be for David Stearns to publicly announce to the world, yep, we need a pitcher. Yes, Scott Boras, I got the word desperate on my face. Please call me up. Makes no sense. So whether the Mets are going to pivot and pursue a pitcher or not, you would never admit it. So for any Met fan upset that David Stearns didn't publicly say, yes, please get me a starter, I'm desperate, why would he do that? It'd be dumb. So I don't draw that many conclusions from that. But let me start with Montgomery again. I don't think, and again, I disagree with them. Like I'm telling you right now, and I've said it all offseason, I like Jordan Montgomery. I think he makes the Mets better now and in the future, and he also gives you a second certainty for the rotation next year by signing him. Now, all of a sudden, going into the offseason, an offseason where Pete Alonso's a free agent, an offseason where you may pursue Juan Soto, you don't have to add three starting pitchers or four starting pitchers. Maybe you add one less because you've added one this season. You don't have to add every starting pitcher next season. But there's no way in the world the Mets pivot on their previous opinion of Jordan Montgomery based on an injury. Here's where they could pivot. Here's where they could pivot. There are a handful, it's not a huge number, but a handful of kind of Adrian Hauser-like back-of-the-rotation arms that you can get cheap right now. Adding one of those guys and throwing him into the competition with Joey Lucchesi and Tylor McGill and Jose Budo, because I don't think the younger guys like Hamill and Vassell and Scott are really factors, at least now, coming out of spring training. But adding one of those guys to the mix, I got no problem with that. In fact, I don't mind that. You talk about depth. Well, guess what? The depth just took a hit because whoever was going to be that swing guy coming out of spring training ain't a swing guy. He's in the rotation. And he may be in the rotation for a decent amount of time. We'll see. So, who are the guys I speak of? Jake Odorizzi. Michael Lorenzen. Those guys are out there. Trevor Bauer. Those guys are out there. We can re-argue the Trevor Bauer thing. We understand why the Mets are not going to touch him. Mike Clevinger out there. See, Clevinger and Odorizzi and Lorenzen are all very similar. They're all very similar in terms of age, early to mid-30s, and they're all very similar in terms of what they are. And what they are is back-of-the-rotation arms. Those moves aren't going to excite many Met fans, but you know what it does? It gives you more depth. Because guess what happened with this Kodai Senga injury? You not only lost your depth, you also lost your margin for error because what if someone else goes down? It's only February. You know, what are we going to assume? Luis Severino has been a walking injury his entire career, is going to get through spring training and be fine. All of a sudden, he goes down, and now you're going into your depth twofold. I think it's important for the Mets to add a veteran arm because you need to protect yourself in case you lose even more depth. And you know what? It doesn't hurt to have more depth, even if everybody stays healthy. And the other reason why I think it's important, hear me out on this. Right now, we have dealt with a very unique offseason, a unique offseason where there's still arms out there. Top of the line arms like Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, the back of the line arms like I just mentioned. That won't be forever. There's going to be a day, and we ain't that far away from it, where there aren't going to be free agents on the street that you can just simply pick up and add to your roster. That's going to go away. When the Mets have injuries in April and early May, you know what we say on Sports Talk Radio? You know what we say on Rico Bronya when people are like, you got to go add somebody? We always say, you can't. There's no one available. Guys don't get traded for the most part in April, May, and June. You got to wait till July. You got to survive until July. We are living in a world right now, very unique, in which free agency isn't over. So if you have an injury in spring training, which the Orioles are dealing with, which the Mets are dealing with, and spoiler alert, more teams are going to deal with it before this season is over, before this spring is over, you have an opportunity right now to actually add guys because there are guys out there. All right. That's my instant reaction, recorded soon after the David Stearns news. And we'll give you another Rico Bronya a little bit later on. I just wanted to give you that honest reaction. We talk about it on Evan and Tiki throughout the show today. Obviously, we've gotten a lot of emails. We'll go through some of those and some of the voicemails at a later time. But we appreciate you listening and downloading and subscribing to this instant reaction, Kodai Senga's Hurt, Life as a Met Fan Sucks edition of Rico Bronya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Bronya podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.